Blackstone Audio presents The Shape of Water by Andrea Camilleri. Chapter 1. No light of daybreak filtered yet into the courtyard of Splendor, the company under government contract to collect trash in the town of Vigata. A low, dense mass of clouds completely covered the sky as though a great gray tarp had been drawn from one corner to another. Not a single leaf fluttered. The Sirocco was late to rise from its leaden sleep, yet people already struggled to exchange a few words. The foreman, before assigning the areas to be cleaned, announced that this day, and for some days to come, Pepe Schemari and Coluzzo Bruculeri would be absent, excused from work. More than excused, they'd been arrested. The previous evening they'd attempted to rob a supermarket, weapons in hand. Tupino Catalano and Saro Monteperto, young land surveyors, naturally without employment as land surveyors, but hired by Splendor as temporary ecological agents, thanks to the generous string-pulling of Chamber Deputy Cusumano, in whose electoral campaign the two had fought body and soul, and in that order, with the body doing far more than the soul felt like doing. The foreman assigned the jobs vacated by Pepe and Coluzzo, that is, the sector that went by the name of the Pasture, because in a time now beyond memory a goatherd had apparently let his goats roam there. It was a broad tract of Mediterranean brush on the outskirts of town that stretched almost as far as the shore. Behind it lay the ruins of a large chemical works inaugurated by the ubiquitous Deputy Cusumano, when it seemed the